Chorus Leader. To work, men. How do you propose to name our city? Peisetyros.
How about Sparta? That's a grand old name with a fine pretentious ring.
Euripides.
Great Hercules! Call my city Sparta? I wouldn't even insult my mattress by giving it a name like Sparta.
Peisetyros.
Well, what do you suggest instead?
Chorus Leader.
Something big, smacking of the clouds. A pinch of fluff and rare air. A swollen sound.
Peisetyros. I've got it. Listen. Cloud Cuckoo Land.
Aristophanes. The Birds. 414 BCE.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Cloud Cuckoo Land, a novel by Anthony Doerr, read by Marin Ireland and Simon Jones.
For the librarians, then, now, and in the years to come.
Prologue. To my dearest niece, with hope that this brings you health and light.
The Argos. Mission Year 65. Day 307 inside Vault 1. Constance. A 14-year-old girl sits cross-legged on the floor of a circular vault. A mass of curls halos her head. Her socks are full of holes. This is Constance. Behind her, inside a translucent cylinder that rises 16 feet from floor to ceiling, hangs a machine composed of trillions of golden threads, none thicker than a human hair. Each filament twines around thousands of others in entanglements of astonishing intricacy. Occasionally, a bundle somewhere along the surface of the machine pulses with light, now here, now there. This is Sybil. Elsewhere in the room, there's an inflatable cot, a recycling toilet, a food printer, 11 sacks of Nourish powder, and a multidirectional treadmill the size and shape of an automobile tire called a perambulator. Light comes from a ring of diodes in the ceiling. There is no visible exit. Arranged in a grid on the floor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?